from the Keystone CPAs News Studios.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And a very good Friday to you. Friday afternoon, that is. I'm Greg Neff, 48 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. We are in final approach to your weekend. But first, our top local stories this hour. A new sheriff for Churchill County coming up will tell you who he is. Well, he's running for Douglas County Sheriff. Now he's heading for jail. Directly ahead, we'll tell you why this individual is going behind bars. And we're learning new details into the Elko Airport murder-suicide. On the way, why there's a Reno angle to the story. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:06. Good afternoon to you. It is our top local story. And we have a new sheriff for Churchill County.
We'll carry on when he started. Thank you.
He's Leah Roscoe, the undersheriff for the county. Churchill commissioners named him during a special meeting this morning.
Right now, our focus is we have his funeral coming up here shortly, and then make sure that we can get everybody what they need to do and try and build the department up. Obviously, we've got more replacements now we got to do, so we want to make sure our department's built up to where it needs to be.
Roscoe talking to Colo TV Channel 8 soon after being named. He is taking over for the late Richard Hickox. Still a candidate for Douglas County Sheriff, but now Jesse Chuley will get a first-hand look at the county jail as a guest. Chuley was sentenced 8 days after being convicted of using a county credit card to gas up his personal vehicle.
The court does believe jail time is appropriate. So the court's order is that you serve 8 days in jail. Those eight days can be intermittent, so you can serve 48 hours at a time. So I'm going to give you a minute, and you can confer with your attorney about when you want to turn yourself in jail.
And that was the judge in the case. Chuley faces incumbent Dan Coverley in the November election. Well, they were heading to Reno when their rental car broke down and had to be towed to Elko, and that led to Giovanni Perez shooting his 11-year-old son in the terminal of the Elko airport. Elko police say that Perez was in a custody dispute with the boy's grandparents, but police are not yet saying that was the motive. Gas prices are easing up, but just a little bit. Statewide, the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular, $4.95. That is 6 cents less than it was a week ago. AAA says Mineral County has the highest average price where gas is going for $5.29. Elko County has the lowest average price at $4.26. In Clark County, the average price is exactly $5. It's nice to know that Washoe County is no longer on top of that list. President Trump in Nevada yesterday for an event in Las Vegas where he touted his tax policies. He says gas prices will come down.
Let's not get away from, you know, let's see what happens over the next week or so. You know, I think you're going to be very impressed. And if you are, vote for the Republicans in the midterms, okay?
And he adds the ongoing fight in Iran is not a forever war, as some say.
Our economy is booming. You know, you don't read about it. You don't see it so much because of what's going on in Iran, which is really, you know, it's been 2 months. I mean, 2 months. You've been in other wars for 18 years, 4 years with me. I'm in there for a month. Well, he said he'd get out a month.
Team coverage now on the president's visit with Mark Mayfield.
He spoke Thursday in Las Vegas.
But every single American at every income level has more money in their pockets this week because of the Republican tax policies.
His trip to the AC Hotel Las Vegas came the day after taxes were due. Trump went on saying Americans have benefited from no taxes on tips, overtime, and Social Security. Trump will be taking the same message to Phoenix, Arizona today. I'm Mark Mayfield.
If you've got a flight on Spirit Airlines, experts suggest you plan for every possible scenario.
The low-cost carrier is still flying a day after it reportedly started liquidating its assets in preparation to shut down as it struggles with the high cost of jet fuel. Travel experts say that could mean sudden cancellations on Spirit, and they're urging you to take precautions. Check with the airline before you leave for the airport, and booking a flight on another carrier just in case may be a good plan. I'm Daria Albinger.
To Utah now, where lawyers for Charlie Kirk's accused killer want a delay in the pretrial proceedings. Today in a courtroom there, Tyler Robinson's defense said they need more time to analyze evidence, including an ATF report that they say was, quote, unable to identify the bullet recovered at autopsy to the rifle allegedly tied to Robinson.
victim's right to a speedy trial does not, I'm sorry to use this word in the current environment, but that's the word we use, does not trump, lowercase t, the defendant's constitutional rights.
Deputy Utah County Attorney Ryan McBride says it is unnecessary to delay the trial any further.
Justice delayed is justice denied, as the saying goes, and that's because it affects a victim's right to a speedy trial. It affects the public's perception of legitimacy of the prosecution and the judicial system.
Meantime, the judge is deliberating the case. We'll let you know what happens. FM News Talk time, it is 12:11 as we continue right along here on this noon hour. And after President Trump was in Nevada, he went to Arizona, where he attended a Turning Point USA event. Speaking of Charlie Kirk, and word is that he was speaking to a mostly friendly crowd. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk time. It is 12:12. Now with more, here's Phil.
Our traffic isn't looking too bad right now. There is a non-injury collision eastbound Interstate 80. It's at the Sparks Boulevard, off-ramp, and it's off to the side. So it's not really affecting traffic. Just watch yourself as you pass by in that area. And there have been changes made to Mill Street at the Mill Street exit here in Reno. It's closed where they do a whole bunch of road work. You'll want to use 2nd Street, also known as Exit 35, as an alternate route. It is 48 degrees in Sparks, 45 in Carson City, 45 in Wellington, 41 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Let's get your weekend weather forecast.
It's in the low 60s today, going to move into the low 70s for the weekend. Mid-60s around the lake for Saturday and Sunday. Changes coming Tuesday and Wednesday. Grilling season at Butcher Boy, that means steak, choice and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter in Yarrington, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
The Pony Express not only carried mail, it also connected the West with national events. On November 7th, 1860, an extra pony run galloped out of Fort Kearney, Nebraska, arriving in a cloud of dust at Fort Churchill, Nevada, in a remarkable 7 days, 7 hours. Riders brought news of Abraham Lincoln's election and start of the Civil War. The news flashed by telegraph to San Francisco and up and down the Pacific Coast. Lincoln is elected. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
The oath sworn by the Pony Express riders pledged that they were experts at their craft and would uphold the highest moral standard. Lincoln Heating is looking for additional technicians and installers of this same description who are willing to meet the high expectations of our customers. So, giddy up to the phone and give us a call at 359-1985 or visit our website at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air Conditioning, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has 3 certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck. Attract Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys 3 or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
The cold hit as advertised. I'm John Potter for the new news. Yes, it was a cold night. The overnight low in Reno was 30 degrees, but much lower elsewhere. In Minden this morning, only 16 degrees. Parts of Northern California were even under a National Weather Service freeze warning that said vegetation like crops and also outdoor plumbing could be damaged. That warning ended at 9 o'clock this morning. The cold kept the latest bounty of snow on the Sierra intact for now, but more is needed. Snowpack measurements this morning show the water content of the mountain's snow serving Lake Tahoe is at a low 20% of its median for the state. For the Truckee River, 25%. The Carson River, 23%. The Lake Tahoe area just had its driest snow season since 2015. And for the Sierra, we have one of the lowest snowpacks now on record. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:17. If you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Well, he was under sheriff, but now Dan Orozco is taking over the Churchill Sheriff's Department for the late Richard Hickox. Number two, gas prices pretty much unchanged in Nevada. Mineral County has the highest prices at the pump. And President Trump in Las Vegas promising that gas prices, yes, they will go down. Meantime, it is our top national story. President Trump says the Strait of Hormuz is now open, but the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports will continue. In the meantime, the U.S. Navy is now going after Iran's so-called shadow fleet.
Now that the Strait of Hormuz is opened back up, the U.S. Navy, they're going after that shadow fleet. They're ships that are trying to avoid detection, turning off GPS, putting up different flags, like you saw in that famous scene in Lord of War with Nicolas Cage. It's a big ocean and a lot of oil being shipped out. Just with China alone, Iran sent them about 1.7 million barrels per day in the last year. And getting back to that shadow fleet we're talking about, here's a breakdown of the number of ships these countries are using to try and avoid detection. Russia has more than 200. Iran with 90. The Treasury is hitting back with Operation Economic Fury. And maritime experts say with satellite technology, there is nowhere to hide.
And that's Fox's Dan Botello. Time right now for today's look at the world of tech.
As more consumers rely on artificial intelligence for online shopping, a new report says websites aren't ready for the rapidly changing technology. Rory O'Neill reports.
AI traffic to the websites of U.S.-based retailers is up year over year by 269%, according to a new report by Adobe. The company says 39% of shoppers now report using AI in some way to help them make a purchase. Adobe says even with the surge in AI traffic, more than a quarter of websites have not been optimized for artificial intelligence that can connect retailers with potential customers.
Anthropic is rolling out its new AI model, Claude Opus 4.7. The company says it's a major step up, but it's not as powerful as Claude Mythos Preview. That's by design, as Mythos is reportedly so powerful that it might pose a security threat. And OpenAI is trying to top Anthropic in the effort to dominate AI coding. OpenAI is revamping Codex as it tries to match the popularity of Claude Code. Tech Report, I'm Matt Mattinson.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:20.
Taking a look at your traffic right now, we're still working that non-injury collision in Sparks, specifically eastbound Interstate 80 at the Sparks off-ramp. That should be cleared up here any time now. That wasn't really much of a collision, thank goodness. Also, I do want to remind you that all month long, the NHP and local police are looking for distracted drivers. And it's not just cell phones. It's your radio, maybe trying to shave while you're in the car. You need to pay attention while you're on the road. It is 46 degrees instead. 47 in Dayton, 46 in Smith Valley, 38 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Very pleasant Friday. Temperatures right about where you'd expect them to be, maybe a degree or two below the seasonal average of 63, but making up for it with low 70s tomorrow and Sunday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 1, right after the noon news, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
It's been a tough first half of this week's series, with the Aces losing their third in a row to Las Vegas last night, 10-5. Fireworks tonight after the game, that start time a little earlier, 6 o'clock on Friday night at Greater Nevada Field. Nevada softball heading into the weekend, getting a doubleheader tomorrow at Colorado State, single game on Sunday. Nevada baseball has a first-place showdown with New Mexico at New Mexico. 3 games set for the weekend. I'm Craig Swope of Sports on FM News Talk and the Noon News.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
this is your Noon News, local, live, and happening now.
And good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. 49 degrees right now, sunny skies, Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along. And if you are just checking in, kicked out of Fernley City Council again. Councilmember Stan Lau was removed from the City Council for a second time Wednesday. This after a series of threatening outbursts against both the mayor and other council members.
Green. You passed me over a couple times.
No,
shut up,
I haven't.
I'm next, Albert. I'm next, Albert.
I didn't say anything,
shut up,
Stan.
Albert. Shut up.
Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, that's not from a cartoon that actually happened on Fernley City Council. The vote was 3-1 on Wednesday. Councilmember Ryan Hannon was the only one to vote against Lau's removal.
I believe this process is being mishandled and opens the city to litigation and a lawsuit. While I do not condone the actions of Councilman Lau or any outbursts, I think this sets a dangerous precedent by which the panel up here can remove somebody against the will of the people.
Lau was formally censured by fellow council members back in September, initially expelled from the dais in March, but the expulsion vote was brought back to the table at Wednesday's meeting as Lau and his attorney raised concerns over a potential violation of Nevada's open meeting law. It's not clear if Lau will try again to get his seat back. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Online communities are driving new attention to a trend known as looks maxing, and experts are drawing a sharp line between healthy and harmful behavior. Monica Nelson explains.
Health professionals say the healthy version of looks maxing centers on routine self-care, adequate sleep, regular exercise, and basic grooming. The unhealthy side is raising concern. That includes obsessive focus on perceived flaws, constant comparison to others, and the use of extreme or unsafe methods such as crash dieting or risky cosmetic procedures. Mental health specialists warn that these behaviors can contribute to anxiety, isolation, and distorted body image.
And scientists may be in the process of finding a way to stop the Epstein-Barr virus. Researchers at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center conducted an experiment where they created new antibodies aimed at blocking the virus from entering human cells. Epstein-Barr virus is one of the world's most common viruses. It's an infection that spreads through saliva and body fluids and impacts most of the world's population. Health update, I'm Mark Mayfield.
Breaking news this hour from Minnesota. There is apparently a vicious tornado swinging its way through Rochester, Minnesota at this hour. Just watching a strong line of thunderstorms sack the Midwest. There's also a line of very severe weather that's impacting the Cedar Rapids region as well in Iowa. Again, our weather is quiet in the Midwest. It does appear that there's a lot of active activity. FM News Talk Election Center 2026. And one of the candidates for governor, Tom Steyer, he's spending a lot of money on his campaign.
Politico says Steyer has spent $120 million on advertising with 6 weeks to go until the June 2nd primary. Steyer, a billionaire climate activist, spent $340 million on his failed campaign for president in 2020. This election cycle, he has spent nearly four times more than what Governor Gavin Newsom spent on advertising during his run for governor in 2018. He has also spent more on advertising than Democrats spent last year when pushing Proposition 50. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
Was it the gospel according to Tarantino? Some wonder where Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth found a Bible verse that he recently read at a Pentagon prayer service.
Hegseth was leading a Pentagon worship service this week when he read a verse he claimed was Ezekiel 25:17 that had been recited by the Sandy One search and rescue team that recovered two U.S. soldiers from Iran. The verse was actually the fictional Bible quote given by Jules the Hitman in a famous scene from Pulp Fiction.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
A Pentagon spokesman said the Sandy One verse and the Pulp Fiction dialogue are both reflective of the actual Bible quote. I'm Michael Kastner.
Lauren Elena is among the performers at the upcoming iHeart Country Festival's Daytime Village outside Austin's Moody Center. Before the action heads inside, it begins on May 2nd, and it will be hosted by Bobby Bones. And Bruno Mars will serve as 2026 ambassador for Record Store Day, which will be held on Saturday. Taylor Swift is releasing limited edition vinyl versions of two of her hit songs. Last year, record sales topped $1 billion for the first time since 1983. And that's entertainment. I'm Daria Albinger.
And I'm Greg Neft right here at the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. So glad that you continue right along with us. Something you don't hear about every day, the San Diego Padres are selling for a record $3.9 billion.
The Padres are on an eight-game winning streak and have won 12 of their last 14 with the second-best record in baseball. Now, the Wall Street Journal says Jose Feliciano, the billionaire owner of the Chelsea Football Club in the English Premier League, is buying the Padres. The price will set the MLB record for a franchise sale previously held by the New York Mets in 2020 at $2.4 billion. He'll need approval from the other MLB owners in the next few weeks. The sale comes 2.5 years after the death of former owner Peter Seidler. I'm Jack Cronin.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:29 as we continue right along. She used to be a judge in a Washoe family court. Now Bridget Robb is on the other side of the law facing a misdemeanor stalking charge. Robb had stepped down in January just days after a temporary protective order was issued against her. She is accused of stalking the girlfriend of an attorney she had a multi-year relationship with while serving as a judge. Investigators say the alleged behavior happened hundreds of times. FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. Iran says the Strait of Hormuz is now fully reopened to commercial vessels. President Trump says the American blockade, though, on Iranian ships and ports will stay in force until Tehran reaches a deal with the United States, including on its nuclear program. This comes as a 10-day truce between Israel and Lebanon appears to be holding. Oil prices have dropped more than 10% on the news. The American stock market is soaring. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani responding to a series of posts on Truth Social by President Trump from this week where he wrote that the mayor's policies are destroying New York City. The Democrat says he and President Trump share a love for New York and want to see it succeed.
These differences of opinion, they will continue. They are sincere. And also the thing that we have in common is that we are both New Yorkers. And so when I speak to the president, I always bring it back to the city and what I think will help the city.
America is listening to Fox News.
Wanted FM News Talk, I know you don't want to hear this, but summer travelers may face new headaches as the war in Iran affects jet fuel supplies.
Europe has just 6 weeks of jet fuel left, according to...
So travelers are being warned to expect higher fuel prices, less flexibility in bookings, and more schedule changes, especially in May and in June. Analysts say the U.S. does not face an imminent threat of jet fuel shortage, but fuel prices, which are typically the second biggest cost for airlines, are skyrocketing. And by the way, there are reports that Spirit Airlines could shut down as early as this week, which would mean that it would have to happen Friday. Well, have you ever shopped? I know you shopped online, but have you ever shopped on TV? Well, the parent company of home shopping TV channels QVC and home shopping network HSN filing for bankruptcy.
You are getting a $128 QVC price for $79.
QVC now. Group revealed the plan in filing with the SEC. This comes as consumer habits have shifted with video platforms on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube entering the shopping space. QVC Group laid off 900 employees last year as it planned to shift to social platforms. The company said its aim is to emerge from bankruptcy within 90 days. I'm Michael Kastner.
12:32 right now, and not something you want to hear, but the IRS is using AI to process this year's tax returns. And it's one of Reno's favorite supermarkets. So Sparks. Trader Joe's is agreeing to a $7.4 million payout to settle a lawsuit.
The multi-million-dollar class action lawsuit accused the grocer of violating the Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act after some customers received receipts showing the first six and last four digits of their credit or debit card. Impacted Trader Joe's customers will need to file a claim to receive their portion of the settlement, which is estimated to be about $102. Customers have until June 9th to file the claim. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
It's been a tough Saturday on the lake. I ordered swim trunks in this orange cream color, but it's actually more orange auburn. Oh, and it's swimwear. I probably can't even return these.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
FM Top Weather. A few days of mild weather with low 70-degree temperatures, low to mid-60s around the lake, with daytime highs cooling by Tuesday and Wednesday into the 50s with a chance of showers rolling in. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Sunday at 10, Nevada Backcountry, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
There's a new sheriff in town. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. Churchill County Commissioners just appointed Lee Orozco to wear the badge. He's been serving as undersheriff. The vacancy follows after a sad event, the death of Sheriff Richard Hickox from cancer last Saturday. Orozco will finish Hickox's term as sheriff. That ends this year. In January, the winner of the election for sheriff will take the post. Churchill County set up a new filing period for that. New candidates for sheriff in the general election can declare and register starting June 15th to July 24th to run. Richard Hickox will remain on the primary ballot. The county says those votes won't be counted. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your Noon News business update on Nevada's FM News Talk KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are rallying while oil prices are falling sharply after Iran's foreign minister declared the Strait of Hormuz open. Oil prices are sliding with U.S. crude falling to over $81 a barrel. Both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are heading for their best three-week percentage gains since 2020. Aside from optimism about a resolution to the war, this week's rally has been fueled by renewed appetite for tech stocks, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which is on track for a 13th straight session of gains. Travel stocks like airlines and cruise operators are advancing, with United and Royal Caribbean among the top winners of the S&P 500. And regional banks Fifth Third Bancorp, Truist, and State Street all reported earnings that topped expectations. Fifth Third and Truist shares are up over 2%, while State Street stock is up more than 4%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:37. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike from Keystone CPAs here in Reno, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. And today Mike is on vacation and tax time is over. And Brian Wheeler joins us from Keystone. And Brian, I imagine there were a lot of parties among the accounting community last night, right?
I think so, yeah. I think after that big season.
Yeah, absolutely. And quite frankly, this is kind of funny. I'm sure that there were many, many adult beverages that were served at said parties. I'm sure a lot of accountants today have hangovers.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they're not fun. We should have just waited till Saturday, but that's all right. You know, it's interesting. There are those hangovers, but now there's something called a tax hangover. What is that? What is that?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of that busy season. People gear up for this all year long because they're looking forward to tax season, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Not really. And it's usually confusing for people. You know, it's complicated. Sometimes they feel like they paid a check too big this year, or sometimes they got a refund. They're not exactly sure why they got such a big refund. Mm-hmm. So there seems to be a lot of, you know, confusion around that time frame. So that frustration, that big buildup, and then that kind of letdown feels a little bit like a hangover after tax day's over.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So, okay. Busy season, as they like to call it around the Keystone offices, is over. When does busy season start up again? Is it not until next year? We hope.
Well, I think a lot of people take it that way. You know, okay. Hey, I got the box checked off my to-do list, and I'll have to do this again next year. But really, if people are smart, business owners or not, they should be thinking about tax planning. It's getting on that really sometimes between now and June, getting mm-hmm. with their advisors, their tax advisors, maybe even their financial advisor, to really start talking about how they can align their next coming tax season with a little more comfort and clarity, maybe a little more efficiency.
You know, it's interesting. It's almost like Thanksgiving dinner. You expect to have a dinner with the family, and Aunt Bernice, she comes along, and she's always got something to say, and you're always surprised and shocked and angry when she says what she says at the Thanksgiving table. Why are people so surprised when tax problems creep up on them?
Well, I think part of it is they just don't understand it. It's complex, and so they don't spend enough time between the last tax season and new tax season trying to get alignment. And so surprises happen, and just like Aunt Bernice, you know, you never know what she's going to say. It's a little bit offsetting. So, you know, a little more planning might go a long ways towards trying to clarify that in their minds.
Absolutely. So what's the one thing someone listening right now can do to avoid that situation that's a surprising one next year?
And like I said, I think it's just jumping in early. You know, starting to talk to your advisors now, really trying to align, you know, what are my income projections? What are my investments looking like over the next year? We had a really great example of somebody who kind of delayed, but really thought he was getting ahead of tax season. So came in to see us in November, thinking, okay, I might have some year-end tax planning I can do. And there were a few things. But during that discussion, he revealed to us that he had his savings, almost 100% of it, in CDs, which sounds like an okay deal. And when he told me that, my face dropped, like, oh, my gosh. And he looks at me and goes, what? I'm really happy with the 4% I'm getting. I said, yeah, but you've been so successful over the last couple of years. You've been lucky enough to raise yourself and elevate yourself into the highest tax bracket possible. And something you probably didn't know is the CDs are actually taxed to you as ordinary income. So that 4% rate of return you think you're getting, once you pay the almost 40% in tax because of your tax bracket, it's really looking more like 2.4-ish percent. So maybe not be as attractive as you thought. And now we're in November. He's got 11 months of this history. Not much you can do about it.
Right. I would guess not. Now, it is interesting. You can avoid a lot of tax problems simply by giving a lot to your IRA or 401k, right? You can do that. Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
Very cool.
And that's one of the things he was able to do is actually dump some money in last minute to make that happen. And actually, a lot of people don't know we have till the time we file our taxes to make some of those contributions and make that count. So time has not run out for everybody yet.
Hooray. Brian Wheeler with Keystone CPAs, thanks so much for joining us. 775-786-4900. Have a great weekend, and we will talk again on Monday.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. 1242 right here at FM News Talk.
We are incident and accident-free on the roads, taking a look at your traffic. That earlier collision on eastbound Interstate 80 at Sparks Boulevard has been cleared up, and there are no problems in that regard to tell you about. However, I do want to tell you that pretty much all the way from the Spaghetti Bowl to the California state line on Interstate 80 west and eastbound, it is one long construction zone. They're doing repaving. They're replacing bridges. It's down to one lane in certain areas. Give yourself extra time as you make your way through that area. Taking a look at our temperatures, it's 49 degrees in Sparks and in Urington, 46 in Minden, 42 degrees at Zephyr Cove, and here's a look at your weather.
Seasonal low 60s today, going to move into the low 70s for the weekend. Mid-60s around the lake for Saturday and Sunday. Changes coming Tuesday and Wednesday. Grilling season at Butcher Boy, that means steak, choice and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter in Yarrington, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
Chad with Beautiful Homes Nevada, where Nevada's in our name, roots, and way of doing business. Many in-home window or siding sales presentations are high-pressure, today-only traps. Beautiful Homes Nevada isn't about high-pressure sales or multi-priced offers. We'll give you an honest, reliable price with no pressure to buy today. When you're ready for the absolute best windows or siding installed by a Nevada-based company in many years, just search Beautiful Homes Nevada.
Anti-aging medicine. Does it exist? A fountain of youth? Well, if you're tired of all the Jell-O and vinegar miracle cures from charlatans popping up on your phone and you want real information, go to antiagingmedicine, that's all one word, .com. It's a website with answers to your health questions. Topics about ADD, ADHD, the big C, cancer, diabetes, Crohn's, menopause, heart disease, chronic pain, and sciatica. They specialize in treatments for weight loss, depression, hormone replacement, and aesthetic procedures. It's a lot, but you'll find antiagingmedicine.com is easy to navigate. You don't have to continue suffering from chronic illness or complicated conditions. There is hope. Please check out antiagingmedicine.com because there's way too much information to fit in this message. You are unique, and satisfaction to fit your needs is what you encounter there. Antiagingmedicine.com.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
12:46 right here at FM News Talk. Good afternoon to you. Finally, your Friday final approach to your weekend. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. 49 degrees right now, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. It was another grueling hearing on Capitol Hill today for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Democrat Lucy McBath of Georgia asking him to apologize for saying, quote, autism destroys families at a news conference last year. Kennedy saying he was referring to people with profound autism.
I'm talking about people who are nonverbal, non-toilet trained, head-banging, stimming, toe-walking.
Okay, then since you're...
Hundreds and hundreds of people
are,
have written me letters thanking
what
me
you really
for
meant.
Those comments.
Since you're explaining what you really meant, can you apologize to the thousands of families that do not believe what you're just telling us now?
No, because if you look at my
you
comments,
refuse to
it was
apologize.
Clear who
I find that very,
about.
Very sad.
And he refuted, pushed back against claims that he was anti-vaccine.
I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-science. What I've said is vaccines should be adequately safety tested so we know both the risks and the benefits.
And as for gender transitions for those under the age of 18...
We have ended all federal funding for those kind of for puberty blockers and gender mutilation surgeries. And we have instructed hospitals and medical centers around the country that if they do host those kind of interventions, that they will lose all their Medicaid and Medicare funding.
To a bizarre story now. Word is that President Trump says he's taking action to get answers on a string of missing and dead U.S. scientists and military officials. All of them had access to sensitive defense, nuclear, and aerospace material, like what you'd find in Nevada's Area 51. Word is that the president says he's taking this very seriously.
This string of deaths and disappearances has garnered enough concern that President Trump said he had a meeting on it yesterday, but he can't say yet whether he thinks that all these cases are connected. 10 scientists have been killed or disappeared over the last 3 years. The latest, retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCasland, who oversaw some of the military's most advanced and highly classified research systems. His wife said he'd been experiencing what he called a mental fog before vanishing from his home, leaving his phone and prescription glasses behind. He previously worked on UFOs.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. A rare Mpox strain has been found in San Francisco, and it's been linked to international travel. It's San Francisco's first Class 1 Mpox case.
It causes more deaths. It causes more hospitalizations than the one we had back in 2022, which is CLEAD 2. But it really reminds us that CLEAD 2 hasn't gone away.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease doctor at UCSF. He says there are 26 cases of class 2 so far in San Francisco. Both strains are mainly spread through close skin-to-skin contact, so anyone can get Mpox, I guess even by shaking hands, according to the good doctor. Well, moving right along here as we continue along, Edward, at 12:49 right now. Let's go ahead, and this is interesting. More cold is on the way for Colorado following the snow that's falling across Denver and the Front Range and Salt Lake City. A freeze warning in effect for the entire eastern half of Colorado, and word is that temperatures will plunge into the 20s there.
That will definitely affect plants and pipes. So
definitely take care, cover your plants, and drain your pipes for tonight.
Snow in Colorado is expected to fall through early evening. Not much accumulation, a trace to 3 inches could fall on mainly grassy surfaces. FM News Talk time, it is 12:50.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
An upset in softball yesterday. Number 3 Reed getting to measure top-ranked Minogue. Spanish Springs, Douglas, Carson, and McQueen also winning. High school baseball, Minogue, Spanish Springs, Reno, and Reed were all winners. Night Monsters wrap up the regular season at Rapid City this weekend, then the playoffs start next Thursday at Kansas City. The Aces have now lost the first three of the series to Las Vegas, losing last night 10-5. Tonight's game, early start time 6, fireworks after the game at Greater Nevada Field. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Hi, folks. John Potter here. I'm dying to meet my weekend listeners in Yerington. Saturday, I'll be doing my live and local show from the all-new Valleywide Co-op Store. It's our first live show from Lyon County, and this new country store opens with kids' fun, like fishing tank prizes. For everyone, a $3 meal deal, hourly raffles, and the ribbon cutting. Join us in Yerington at 15 U.S. 95 Alternate, Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
In today's real estate market, inventory is on the rise, and you need a professional to guide you through how to set your home apart. With years of experience and a top performer for Dixon Realty, the number one real estate firm in town, Mike Givens goes above and beyond. Mike has the tools and expertise that matter and will help you to navigate the difficulties in getting your home sold. Mike has it all. Results that move you. MikeGivensGives.com or call 843-3696.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
A few days of mild weather with low 70-degree temperatures, low to mid-60s around the lake, with daytime highs cooling by Tuesday and Wednesday into the 50s with a chance of showers rolling in. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Sunday at 10, Nevada Backcountry, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
And it is 12:55 right here at FM News Talk. Glad that you're with us here on this finally your Friday final approach to your weekend, moving right along here. And word is from earlier today that we've found out voters in Virginia are days away from deciding on a referendum redrawing the state's congressional map. It could give a huge boost to Democrats, so much so that former President Obama has weighed in on that very plan, urging Virginia voters to say yes.
Those in favor say this is just simple redistricting, normal. Those against it say it is political gerrymandering and it should be stopped immediately. If this passes, Democrats in the Commonwealth of Virginia would get four more seats in Congress. Republicans have just a few seat control right now in Congress, incredibly thin margin. New maps aren't only being pitched by Democrats, though. President Trump wants Republican states to redraw congressional maps to keep Republican majority in Congress. On the Democratic side, California has approved new maps to favor Democrats via a referendum, handing it directly to the voters like Virginia is doing.
And that's David Chase there reporting. Meantime, speaking of thinning the margins out in the U.S. House, Democratic candidate Aniya Mohia easily won Thursday's special election to fill Governor Sherrill's North New Jersey House seat and will likely have to do it all over again in several months. She is a progressive.
With 94% of ballots counted, voters picked the progressive Ana Lilia Mejia over Republican former Randolph Mayor Joe Hathaway by a 59-40% margin to finish the term, which ends January 3rd. Now, this means the two could end up back on the ballot in November for the next full two-year term in the 11th Congressional District, covering parts of Essex, Morris, and Passaic counties. I'm Levon Putney.
And again, it's the margin of error for House Speaker Mike Johnson is just a little thin. Well, this is a New York City staple, and I bet you didn't know they were on strike. A potential strike by New York City residential building workers appears to have been averted. The union representing more than 34,000 door staff, porters, and other building personnel had voted to approve the strike on Wednesday. The issue is more pay, of course, and to keep health insurance fully paid for by landlords and building owners, who argued this would double labor costs. The strike would have commenced next week, both sides reaching an agreement on Friday. Today, the new contract agreement is subject to the ratification of the members of both the union and the Real Estate Advisory Board. Historically, the ratification of the terms has been a formality for both parties. The walkout had threatened more than 500,000 city residents. Okay, I'm going to take issue with that for a second. This is not a threat. You can open the door for yourself. Yes, I know in New York City, apartment buildings, they're very fancy, and they have doormen who open the doors for you and let you into the building and all that, and I guess there's an element of security there. But think about this for a second. Just because you don't have a doorman doesn't mean that's a threat. You're not being threatened by anyone. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm asking anybody here in Reno, is there any building, any apartment building, downtown or otherwise, that has a doorman? I don't think so. It's kind of silly. Yes, I know it's part of the New York City lore and part of the New York City mythos and mystique and all that to have a doorman open the door for you. But, you know, it's interesting. Wouldn't that be a nice job to just open doors for people on a full-time basis and get health insurance out of the deal? I mean, wow. I don't know about you, but sign me up. I can open doors all day long as long as the price is right. That's just a kind of fun thing. Well, that's going to wrap it up for KKFT Midday. We will be back with you before you know it on Monday, talking about all things that are happening here in Northern Nevada. I'm so glad that you joined us this week, and I hope that you'll join us again next week as we cover everything that happens in the news. For Phil, for John, for Craig, I'm Greg Neft. Make it a great day and a great weekend, everyone. See ya.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.